Well, we've had literally now two generations of families impacted by the contamination from the landfill. It's not just PCBs. This is a toxic cocktail of 46,000 tons of toxic waste. There are unbelievable amounts of extremely dangerous contaminants that are leaking from the site, that have gone into groundwater, TCE, benzene, all sorts of chemicals. 1,4-dioxane leaking significantly from the site. Some of it discharged under EPA authority into the Valencia Kill, where it never existed before. All sorts of chemical impacts that, I'm sure have impacted human health. If you talk to our funeral directors, they'll tell you the same thing. And as you mentioned, we did, as being the town, did a study back in the late 90s of families impacted by disease and cancer, and because no one else would do it. DOH wouldn't do it. DEC wouldn't do it. No one would do it. And we went ahead and did a study, and it's just unbelievable, the clusters of cancer around these drainage ways, like Little Thunder Brook, and other health impacts. And I'm not a scientist and I'm not a doctor, but it doesn't, take one to figure out that when you have clusters like this, where family members and their pets have the same cancer, that there is certainly a significant impact.
So let's go back to Little Thunder Brook. The data that was just released from EPA shows that when they went in to actually clean up the contaminated sediment, the goal was to look at 1 foot into the bank on either side of the tributary and 1 to 2 feet of channel sediment. But what they found was that this contamination extends 30 feet into the bank and 5 feet into the channel sediment. To me, that seems to be a much more significant level of contamination than they originally anticipated. And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's an extremely high level of contamination and saturation, not in just into the sediments, but the biota and you're talking about major food chain impacts. And, I would just reiterate, I've been concerned about this project all along. In 2018, when it was announced, I didn't make any friends with EPA or other officials when I questioned them at the public meeting. I think I spoke to you right after that and talked about the fact that I just did not feel the testing that had been done in advance of this project was significant enough to make sure that they would be getting all of the contamination out. And that's our goal, is to get it all out. And in fact, as a result of my protests, I was brought to Little Thunder Brook by some scientists from EPA to show me the extent to which they were testing, and to assure me that it would be enough. And in fact, we were only a short time into the cleanup, and it became extremely clear that the contamination had extended far more significantly than they had anticipated, and it's making it extremely difficult, in their words, to move forward. I say that that's just too bad. We didn't cause the situation, the polluters did, and it's time that the polluters clean up this process and clean up this mess.
And this remediation work that was done at Little Thunder Brook over the past year or so, EPA has noted what's ahead. There's a steep grade. There are other challenges that are going to be coming. So it looks like even the project is outlined right now still faces a longer timeline. Does it look like to you now that this might be back to the drawing board for the entire project because of the concentrations that we've seen going so far into the bank and into the channel sediment?
I think we're looking at several more years. I think it's possible it may be even a couple of years just for planning, which is just outrageous. But I've been very clear all along. This is a major test for EPA. If they can't clean up a 1,900-foot stream that I couldn't get my ankles wet in, that is a major source of contamination to the entire food chain for the Capital District. If they can't clean up a 1,900-foot stream, a little tiny brook, how in God's name are they going to clean up a 46,000-ton toxic waste dump? I think it's just critical. If this goes to the heart of their work. If they fail here and they don't adequately clean up this brook, it is a permanent scar on the reputation of the Environmental Protection Agency.
So what's ahead for you, Supervisor Fleming? What did you communicate to EPA when they shared this information earlier in the week?
I was extremely disappointed and very upset, particularly with the comments that it was difficult and it was hard. You know, life is difficult and hard, but it was easy for these polluters to dump these contaminants. So they need to figure out a way. We have tremendous science resources available to us. EPA is a leader in cleanups. They should be able to figure out a way to protect our community. I appreciate the work that they have done. They have been made every effort to thoroughly clean up the sections they have done, and they've communicated that to us. But what I communicated to them is that a 50% cleanup is still a failing grade. And I would tell my children that, and I certainly told EPA that. I think that we have to all work together to come up with a plan as quickly as possible to protect human health and to protect our environment.